Mom approaches, her head covered in enough aluminum foil to transmit radio waves to Mars. I immediately shove my notebook into my bag before she can scold me for wasting time with that comedy nonsense. She scoots the magazines off the chair next to me and sits.
Yumi, I have to tell you something very important.
I freeze. About what? She picks up her steaming cup of barley tea with both hands.
You know, she says carefully, business is not so good at restaurant right now.
Uh-huh. This is not news. It's pretty much all my parents talk about these days. Ever since the new luxury high-rise condos went up all over Koreatown, foot traffic into our family's Korean barbecue restaurant has all but stopped. Dad blames the new people for hogging all the parking spots, driving up the rent, not supporting small businesses, and probably even causing global warming. She blows softly into the celadon teacup, her fingers curled around it.
Yesterday, I went to your school to talk to Mr. Beasley.
I stiffen at the mention of Winston Preparatory Academy's most crotchety administrator. Why? She draws close and whispers,
to tell him we cannot afford to pay tuition next year.
Wait, I don't have to go to Winston anymore? A tightness I didn't even know I was holding in my shoulders magically lifts, and a giant grin spreads across my face. I consider the implications. No more starchy uniforms, no more Latin class, no more snotty cliques, and no more disappointed teachers. Freedom! I get a sudden urge to bust out my robot dance moves all over the salon. Not that I'd actually ever do that. Not while anyone was watching, anyway. Instead, I let out a satisfied sigh. Going to a new school won't be easy, but at least it'll be a fresh start. A do-over of sorts. Maybe this time my yearbook will be signed by someone other than my teachers. But then, Mom shakes her head, the tin-foiled flaps rattling.
No, you still go to Winston.
Instantly, my elaborate visions of the new me skitter away into thin air. I tug at a roller on my head that's wound too tightly. But you just said we can't afford... She shushes me violently, like I let it slip that she sometimes cooks with MSG.
No, listen. Mr. Beasley says if you score at least 98% on exam, you can get the academic scholarship. Attend Winston. For free,
she says, emphasizing the words, for free. She blinks long and hard.
Mommy and Daddy work so hard so you can have opportunities like this. You must do it.